WTDY. This is Forward with Kurt Barron.
Welcome back to the program and happy Tuesday to you. Hopefully you're having a better morning than me. I've been laughed at by Jack Craver for having an upset stomach. I've been called a hypochondriac. Man, I'm just gonna refuse to tell anyone when I'm not feeling well in this building because there's no sympathy. There's no empathy. No one cares. It's like, shut up and do your job, Kurt. So I will shut up and I will do my job. I may be dying and I won't even tell you. I'll keep it all to myself. We'll continue our Film 101 segment here. Rob Matsushita is goofing around at Disneyland, I guess, out in California. I have no idea why. I guess I've never been there. It might be if I'm sure it's a fun place. But it seems like a place that you would take your kids or you'd go with, like, your wife or something. And Rob's not married. I don't know what he's doing out there. I really don't. He's filming a new movie or filming a new episode of Chapel or... I don't know. So my question for you, I asked this question before the break. What is the most disturbing scene from a movie ever? What's the most disturbing scene? I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. What is the most disturbing scene from a movie that you've ever seen? That seems a little weird. But the reason I'm asking this question is I watched the film Last Tango in Paris for the first time over the weekend. I was really expecting a deep, thought-provoking art house film due to the reviews that I read and because of the fact that, you know, Marlon Brando stars in the movie. I thought that this would be controversial, but it would be a really well-done movie. It's a French film from 1972, directed by Bernardo Bertolucci. Is that the correct way to say that? At the time, upon its release, it received an X rating. It was banned in a lot of different countries. Ended up getting an NC-17 rating in 1997. A very sexually... I wouldn't even say explicit because it's not, there's nothing that you see in the movie, at least the version of the film that I've seen. You don't see anything, you know, it's not a porno. It's more what is said. It's more what is said in that movie that really gets me. And I can't really explain to you the scenes. There is a scene that involves butter. Butter and sodomy are two things that are part of the same scene that kind of got me. There's another situation later where there's a discussion about a pig. I mean, I can't really even explain the scenes on the air without maybe getting an FCC violation. It is just a disturbing movie, and I did not think that Marlon Brando was that good in the film. I guess in retrospect, as I've talked to some people, I talked to someone over the weekend, an older lady that had actually seen it upon its release in 1972, and she said you kind of had to be in that time and that place, you know, as you were coming out of the love and peace of the 60s and into some of the cynicism of the 70s. It kind of was a weird clash of cultures, and it was very, very controversial for the time, and it still is controversial, I think, today. But she said that it's a movie that you probably not going to get unless you had seen it when it first came out. Anyway, I don't recommend it by any stretch of the by any means. I think that it's not a very good movie. I had 2 out of 5 stars. There are some scenes that stick with you, and the butter and sodomy scene is one of those. Jack Craver actually has seen the movie as well, who has not seen many movies. But he made sure that he watched Last Tango in Paris, which was years ago, right? Can't hear you there, Jack.
I watched it about 4 years ago when I was really into French movies because, you know, I lived in France for a while and I like to watch French as much as possible. But that was disappointing in that regard because, if I remember correctly, most of it's in English.
It's kind of a mix.
Yeah.
It's a mix of French and English.
Yeah.
Because Marlon Brando plays an American expatriate that is in Paris. He meets this Parisian woman. Marlon Brando's wife had just committed suicide. So he's going through this weird stuff and he meets her and they have this anonymous sexual relationship. It's just a very odd movie.
It's very unrealistic that a prostitute in France at that time would speak as good English as the woman speaks.
Is she a prostitute? Is that, I don't know if she's supposed to be a prostitute.
Why the hell is she sleeping with Marlon Brando?
Because she's, I don't know.
No.
Because she just wanted they wanted this sexual, because she's engaged to this film director. You remember that in the movie? And I think that she feels trapped by the engagement to this film director. So she's trying to find, to kind of run away from that relationship and seeks this anonymous sexual relationship with Marlon Brando. See, I guess it is kind of a thought-provoking movie. I don't know. Give it a shot if you have a strong stomach. Last Tango in Paris with Marlon Brando. But I'm asking you, what's the most disturbing scene from a movie ever? What's the most disturbing scene that you've ever seen? 321-1670 or star 123 on your U.S. cellular phone, and I'm kind of taking a chance here, make sure that it's PG-13. Make sure it's something, it's a scene that you can describe on the air without getting me in trouble. Let's go to Eric on the west side. You're on 1670 WTDY.
Yes, the most disturbing scene, or the most disturbing movie I've ever seen, is there's a 1994 movie from New Zealand called Once Were Warriors.
Okay.
And it's actually the only movie, Siskel and Ebert gave it 2 thumbs up. They were saying it's the only movie that they've ever seen where people actually had to be comforted in the lobby. It was so disturbing.
Wow.
And it takes a place amongst the Maori in New Zealand, and this woman, she's married to this terrible alcoholic and this wife beater. And there's this, it's really, really well acted. It's played by the alcoholic wife beater is played by the guy who played Boba Fett in the new Star Wars movie.
Oh, okay, yep.
And there's this one scene where you have to see it because it's so acted so well. It doesn't sound that disturbing, but where he has his drunk buddies over and his friend wants his wife, the alcoholic wife beater, wants his wife to cook his friend some eggs, and she won't cook eggs. She's throwing eggs on the ground, and he gets mad, and he beats the living crap out of her. It's a really disturbing movie. You should...
Yeah. What's the name? What's the name of the film?
It's called Once We're Warriors. It's Quentin Tarantino says it's probably one of the most emotionally disturbing movie he's ever seen. And it's not like gore porn at all, but it's really unbelievably well acted. Like Siskel and Ebert said, it is one of the best acted films they've ever seen. It's really, really good. Once We're Warriors.
All right, Once We're Warriors. Yes, I just pulled it up here. Thanks for the phone call, Eric. From 1994, directed by Lee Tamahori. It looks like. All right. I will star this. It's 7.9 rating. Almost 8 stars out of 10 from almost 16,000 different users at IMDb. So that's good. The most disturbing, and we can even say the most disturbing movie ever. It doesn't have to necessarily be a scene from a movie, but for me, when I think of Last Tango in Paris, there were just a couple. It wasn't the movie as a whole or the premise of the movie. It was just a couple of scenes from that movie that just really turned me off, and I went, this isn't for me. This isn't my kind of film. So we could say the most disturbing movie ever or the most disturbing scene from a movie. Let's see. Let's go to Tim on the west side. You're on 1670 WTDY.
I get the sense it's Halloween or getting close to it. Mine would have to be arachnophobia.
Oh, there were scenes, and I don't have arachnophobia, but spiders, if they're in my house, if they're outside, they don't bug me, but if they're in my house, they do give me the willies.
There's just that one scene where that older couple, the coroner and his wife died after eating that bowl of popcorn, just crawled out of her mouth and then into the guy's nose.
Yes,
I have a severe fear of spiders, and when that movie first came out, I thought my father was actually going to beat me or tie me down because I kept jumping over the couch.
Yeah, that scene, when the coroner dies, him and his wife, and the spider comes out of her mouth and into his nose. That is definitely up there as far as disturbing images on film.
It's just a really creepy and disturbing movie, and I mean, it's, to this day, it's still just thinking about it. Right when you said what popped my head was that I'm like that damn spider.
Yep, and Tim, that's kind of the point of this topic, because I know the second I said the most disturbing scene from a movie ever, I knew everyone has that one scene that pops into their head and they go, oh God, I think about that scene. And there's another one for me, and I think it's from Saw 2, the movie Saw 2, where a lady falls into a pit of hypodermic needles. And that I get, just that I'm already scared to death of needles. Heights and hypodermic needles. I could never be a heroin addict. I hate needles. She falls into a pit that's full of hypodermic needles. And to this day, I still cringe when I think of that scene.
Jeez.
Because it's not even anything that would probably kill you. It would just suck.
Yeah.
That's another one for me, and I'm looking for the scene from a movie that makes you cringe. At 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. Let's go to Matt. You're on 1670 WTDY.
Context is important. So I was a kid when these two scenes came out. So okay. Here I was, a kid watching these on the big screen, not on DVD or anything. The first is the alien popping out of the gut in the original Alien movie.
That still gets me.
That's, oh my gosh. Yeah. Nightmares for ages after that.
That is one of the, that to this day, I can still watch that movie and still... and still get scared. That end scene when it's just the flashing red lights and she's the last one on the ship and she goes after the cat and you're like, no, that movie still freaks me out. It's still a great film.
Still gives me the icks.
Yes.
The other is the is Khan putting that creature into the alien in Wrath of Khan, Star Trek.
Yeah, that little earworm, whatever that thing is. And it
sucked, man.
That one will give you nightmares. And you watch it now and it's like the special effects aren't that good. It's the concept of something.
Oh, I know, totally.
It's like the fear of earwigs.
You talk about the context too. Now the runner up for me is John Carpenter's The Thing. The whole movie with that alien head running around and stuff like that totally freaked me out as a kid.
Yeah, wasn't it like an alien head and it had like spider legs and it was, yeah, that thing was pretty creepy.
Totally, it creeped me out on the big screen. But now my son, who's 9, just watched it on DVD a couple of weeks ago. And he laughed at the whole thing. So I've
just lost my train of thought here. What was the first movie that you brought up? Not Star Trek, but
Alien.
Alien. You know
the
what
alien
gets
bursting
me
out of the chest?
The alien bursting out of the chest wasn't the worst scene for me in Alien. It was that spider thing, the original form that comes out of the egg, and when it locks itself to the person's face and puts like the, what would you call it, the thing down their throat to basically impregnate the human. That spider thing gets me.
It was definitely the alien popping out of the chest for me. That sat with me for a long, long time.
All right, Matt, thanks for the phone call. We're going to get to more of your phone calls next. I want to know the most disturbing scene from a movie ever. The scene from a movie that that has stuck with you for years, that you can't quite get your head around, that whenever you think of it, like Tim from the West Side just said, when I brought up the most disturbing scene from a movie ever, that scene from Arachnophobia popped into his head instantly. I know there's one that you have never been able to get over. We'll take your phone calls next. All right, we're back here on Forward, and this is our Film 101 segment. We're chatting about the most disturbing movie scenes ever. The scene from a movie, or maybe the entire movie, because there are movies that are also just disturbing as a whole. But we're kind of focusing on movie scenes, the most disturbing movie scenes ever. And I was thinking about before the break, or during the break, before the break we had talked about the scene from Saw, I believe it was Saw 2, where the woman falls into a pit of hypodermic needles. And I am not a fan of needles. I could never be a heroin addict. There's also a scene, speaking of heroin addicts and needles, from Pulp Fiction, which I'm sure you've seen that,
yeah.
Jack, where she's overdosing. And so the John Travolta character takes her to that heroin dealer's house. And they put the needle, the adrenaline needle, they have to stab it down through her breastplate. And that scene, the tension that it builds as like the guy raises the needle because they have to slam it down through the breastplate. And when it happens, the sound that it makes, it's like this dunk and she sits up, and that scene makes me cringe every single time I see it.
Yeah, and there's so much suspense, and they like count down from 10?
They
like
do, 10. Or 5, yeah, exactly.
Like, just do it, just
exactly.
Do it, she's gonna die. How can you count down from 10?
That is a great scene that just builds the tension, and it, like, no one really loves needles. I guess there are some people out there that do, but this, that thought of a needle being slammed down through your breastplate
into
your heart is just a horrifying thought. So Tarantino did a really good job with that scene, as far as it just being as disturbing. He made it about as disturbing as you could have made it. So I'm asking for the most disturbing movie scene ever in your opinion at 321-1670 *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. Let's go to Punchy. You're on 1670 WTDY.
I'm going to go with the last 20 minutes of the movie Megan Is Missing.
I've not heard of that.
Just came onto Netflix last week. And it is a 20 minutes you cannot unwatch.
Megan Is Missing. What is the plot of this movie?
So it is A movie about, I want to say it takes place in California, two teenage girls that go missing 3 weeks apart.
Okay.
And the entire movie is shot from handycam footage, web footage, and surveillance video.
Okay.
And it just kind of goes back through like a five-week period, maybe six-week period, around that disappearance. And it just follows like teenage kids around, like through their mobile devices.
And, like, interesting.
Their communications with one another.
I just looked this up on IMDb, and
it is the most disturbing movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
All right, I'm gonna have to check this one out
because a lot of crazy movies.
I'm just looking at the
more than like 10 minutes past that 20 minute clip. You have a pretty strong stomach.
I'm just looking at the movie poster, and it looks pretty disturbing. It says here, Megan and Amy are best friends. They share secrets. They chat with guys online, and in a few days, they will never be seen again. So this is going to have a moral to it, that be careful about who you chat with online. Never know who that freak may be. Let's see here. Let's go to Van. You're on 1670 WTDY.
Thanks, Kurt. A couple of clues of that suggestion about Once We Were Warriors. Couldn't agree more. Fantastic, little-known movie. You've got to get that movie.
It looks good, and the fact that Quentin Tarantino, who I'm a huge fan of him as a director, the fact that he threw some props that way, I'm definitely going to have to check it out.
Earliest childhood disturbing movie with my grandmother, late at night, vampire movie, black and white. Vampire sheriff gets shot in the chest by a silver bullet, falls down, turns to ashes, and blows away. I was like 6 years old. I was just devastated. But the most disturbing to me, kind of intellectually, was a scene from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh.
When he says to Christine, "We want what we see." It was a pivotal line of the whole movie that let her find, you know, this missing, last missing girl.
Yeah.
But just watching him say to her, the scene in the prison and talking about, you know, lima beans and fava beans and Chianti. Oh, it was just
great.
Even worse than we took the guy's face off.
Oh, that whole movie.
Thanks for your time, Kurt.
Oh, absolutely, Van. Thanks for calling in again. That whole movie, I watched that when did that come out? I was like 13 or 14, and I watched that with the entire family, with my mom, my dad, my sister, and my brother. And the scene where the serial killer, Buffalo Bill, right? And he's doing the dance and he's got himself tucked in and stuff. And I remember watching that and my whole family was quiet for the longest time. No one said anything. It was just such a disturbing movie to watch with the family. Not a family film by any means. Let's go to Melissa. You're on 1670 WTDY.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Okay, I realize how stupid of a movie it is now, but 20 years ago, Sleepaway Camp.
I've not seen that.
Oh, God. A girl was being killed in an outhouse, and she tried to survive, and she popped up, and there were leeches covering her face.
Oh.
To this day, I cannot look at an outhouse. I try to avoid them. It disturbs me to no end.
Well, there are people like the bloodsuckers. My wife is that way when it, like, ticks and mosquitoes and leeches she can't stand. I've never been freaked out by ticks and leeches and stuff. I've had leeches on me. I've had many a tick on me over the years. Never quite freaks me out, but my wife is the same way where she gives her the heebie-jeebies for sure. So being full of leeches, not something anyone wants to deal with. There's that scene from Stand By Me where they go through the river. They go through the little stream, actually, and they come out and they're covered in leeches. And yeah, I guess it's not something anyone wants to deal with. But not one that, not like hypodermic needles, not like needles. I can't deal with needles. Jason, you're on 1670 WTDY.
How about, and I hate this movie all the way through, the movie Seven.
Oh, yeah, there are about 30 different scenes in that movie that are just disturbing.
Oh, my God.
He made me wear it. Oh, that scene is...
I have got to be... be the most well-behaved person in my life because of that movie.
Yeah, you know what? Every time I do something wrong that I know is wrong, I always do think, like, you know what? Is this going to come back? It's kind of like the Saw movies, that I'm going to be punished somehow by some serial killer for...
Yeah. And, I mean, if I have any deadly sins now, it's not one of those seven. I make up new ones.
What's in the box?
So.
What's in the box?
Yeah.
That last scene, which we can't give away for...
And the great spaghetti scene. Oh, that's just incredible.
Yep. All right, Jason, good call. The movie Seven, there are a bunch of scenes in that movie. Chris, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Hi, Kurt.
Hey.
Great show. I love it.
Thanks, man.
Oh, boy. I kind of got goosebumps thinking about it. Have you seen the movie Deliverance?
I have seen the movie Deliverance. It's been
a
few years.
Ned Beatty.
Yeah, the squeal like a pig scene.
You got a pretty mouth.
Yeah, and you know what? I heard people talk about that scene for years before I actually saw it. I'm like, okay, it doesn't sound like it's that. You know, obviously the concept is bad, but you watch the movie and that scene is absolutely terrifying. It really is. Squeal like a pig.
Oh, my God. How about the deformed kid playing the banjo that kind of lets you know what's going to happen?
The dueling banjos. Yeah. Good stuff, Chris. Great movie. It's
awesome.
One that
cool,
I think. Thanks for the call. I think it's really a movie you only need to see once. I don't know if I ever need to view Deliverance again. Have you seen Deliverance, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A good movie, but it's kind of a one-time only deal. You have to see it at least once. Let's go to Rick in Stoughton. You're in 1670 WTDY. Real quick, Rick.
Okay, the first one is Kung Pao Enter the Fist, because I actually paid money to go see that.
Okay.
And then the other one was Natural Born Killer.
Oh, there's some
that
good
whole
scenes.
That movie was disturbing.
Yeah, and one of my all-time favorite movies. I love Oliver Stone as a director, and Natural Born Killers was great. And to see Woody Harrelson play a serial killer was pretty amazing. I'm out of here. Join us on Facebook and Twitter. The conversation continues there. We'll chat with you tomorrow.